Ediwewe man, mtu tuwa namfanya bidii juu chini ya kurekodia episode. That mtu is called Boss of Boss FM. And that episode is episode 12, season 3. Wagwan. At first, I planned on talking a whole lot about... I was going to tag this episode, why are you single? Because the question is to you. But I'm also single, so why am I single? Me, my reason is I am too damn busy to be chasing after women. There are a lot of theories. Once again, don't chase women or women will chase you. Morgan Freeman says some damn shit like that, but Morgan Freeman is a world star, bro. Women will chase after him either way, old, young, kids, doesn't fucking matter. Me and you, we are not world stars, so you get where I'm going with this. Then there is the Andrew Tate, Andrew Kibe, and all the Andrews in the world, Schultz, all of them. Their theory is get money, chase money, get stable, But bro, what if you never get money? That means you never get action in your life. Yeah? Ask yourself that as well. Or what if you get money in your 50s? You know, some people struggle in their lives and then they come to meet money just at their deathbed. So that money is just enough to treat you, and then for the doctors to tell you, you know, now you have to go and get your affairs right. That means you have to go write your will so that money goes to other parties, another generation. Maybe we start again with the alphabet, Gen Z and then Gen A. I don't know. Speaking of Gen Z, someone in the office told me today, I can't do certain things because I have anxiety. Me and the 40-year-old friend that I have, we looked at each other and said, what? What? You know the way Joe Rogan usually says, what? And then he says something and then he says, what? So we were just looking at each other. We were like, what? That's a real thing? We thought that was left to the white people in the movies. Anxiety. So you can't do this? Oh, okay. In this economy. Anyway. So my friend's mama has been steady asking him why he's single. He has a job. He has a good career for his age. He's getting paid well. Just like myself. But except me, my mom's done that research things because to konaka ishima flan. So my friend's mom is steady asking him why he's not bringing someone home. So we me and him sat down, we came up with a whole list of this thing. I was going to do this episode in a different way, let's just be honest. But a lot has happened between the time I was planning to do the episode and the way I was planning to do it, and now that I'm doing the episode at 5 a.m. in the morning on the actual Friday of the release of the episode. Today is the first time in a bunch of episodes that I'm actually doing the episode on the day that I'm supposed to release it. So it is fresh. Fresh off the boat. You can't take me nowhere, bro. So my friend's mom, again, we are back there. So we came up with madem unapatana nao kwa mat, madem unapatana nao job, madem unapatana nao kitembea, madem unapatana nao kwa moli, madem anywhere too you'd patana with a shori, and why you don't approach as many, or why your talking stages fail. And then we came up with two answers, most of them revolving around money, because anything right now, I mean, even tokens, kinubaido tokens za tau tano, unapewa tokens za sujini tau tatu. Ingine yote inaendea taxes. I'm not very certain, mina tumianga tax to tokens kiasi sana, tasiwezi mention hapa. But aside from tokens, V2, everything is going nuts. I mean, the price of everything is just up there. So if you factor in that, kwa the fact that unatakwenda kukatia dem, atakula nini? But atakula your situads. If she comes over, that is. If she's a party goer like us, you will not go and buy yourself a drink and then leave her out of it. Because like we said in the previous episodes, we don't expect women to come with money to the table. They could, they should, they can even. In fact, they should do it. But we don't expect them to. I mean, if you call a woman for a date, it is expected that the date caller is the date financer. It's the person who's paying, Bana. You can't kill me with English. Usually that's the guy. The guy asks for a date, unless maybe you explicitly say you're going to split the bill. That one's a different story, but I call you for a date, it's expected that I pay. I mean, that's the only way I know how to bag shorties. I don't know how to use these two words that is due to lie, and paint this miraculous picture in the head of... I can only ever speak about what I got. If I got game, I got game, and that's what I come with. You get. If I got some money and I feel like, you know, this is a shorty. And believe me, when I take a shorty out for a date, it's never really for the shorty. It's usually for me. Because personally, Mimi, I feel good when I sit in on a table with some beers of my choice facing my direction. And a beautiful woman also facing my direction with some beers of her choice, or wine, or whatever, or a whiskey, or gin. It doesn't matter. So usually most of my dates actually just end very, you know, pretty like usually it's not a rushed thing or like some this calculated. Usually I'm just, you know, chill, having fun, da-da-da. And I usually just splurge when I take shorties out for date. And it's not that I want something in return. I just me, I'm a good time guy, you know. And being a good time guy, bro, you have to have some chums in your pockets. So we took a whole bunch of time discussing why we are single, me and my boy, and basically we just circumnavigated around the point and came back to it, which was money. Because take it this way, nenda job asubuhi, wako hapo kwa mat. Ni asubuhi kitu 6:37, bro. Dem ako hapo, mfine, amepaka makeup na nukafiti, mi pia niko hapo, bro. I look fine, my hair is kempt, I smell nice, I'm chewing gum. Me usually chew gum every morning when I'm going to work. So nikingivi kwa mat inanuka tu. Candy sasa. That thing usually fucks with people's brains. It used to fuck with my brain. Like when you get into a space and someone's chewing, kwanza peppermint gum. It's like your brain now wants to chew. And I look at the way people look at me when they feel that ka smell. It's like shit. Ukona gum unisaidie. That ka feeling. So yeah, but it is 7 in the morning, bro. Hata nikikukatia, I mean, hey man. My mind right now is focused on, oh, do I have tasks at work that I didn't finish, Jana? What's my day going to be like? Like, I'm calculating my day, you know? Getting punani is not the top of my list at 7 a.m. in the morning when I'm going to work. But that's the time I always beat some of the finest women on earth. I am at work, I am working. Some of the finest women, again, at work. But I'm going to have to prioritize because these bills won't pay themselves and that punani of yours won't pay the bill. Oh, the punani nowadays pays bills. Depending on who you are. Depending on you. Kama weni landlord, punani pays bills. Kama weni tenant, my friend. Utapeana demo kondo mkaiko. Utapeana demo kondo mkaiko floti. Think about that shit. So you have to get money. Utapeana demo kondo mserve you food. Ama mpewe drinks. Koba. Demo katapeana kwa kila manager na kila waitress na waiter. Yeah, I said waitress because of LGBTQ. Anyway, so we can agree up to that point that person is important, being focused is important, na prioritizing the things you have to do is important. Alafu kuna madem unapatananga nao mkitembea, yani kwa streets tu mtaa. For some reason, either mimi nakuanga na haraka ama hao wanakuanga na haraka. So you have to, I mean, most of them usually go well. I'm just saying the reason why some of them don't. It is because me post sometime, mimi niko na haraka, ama wewe uko na haraka. I mean, no one has the time to chase. It's not even at your Morgan Freeman or anything. It's just like, we are all people. There akuna kitu konayo sana, yenye ule next time. So face advantage, yo. There is always someone more beautiful than you. And beauty is the eye of the beer holder anyway. So depending on the beer I hold, it will depend on who is beautiful and to on what scale. But generally, what we are seeing here is that situations determine what kind of shorty you're approaching and when and who and how the whole thing goes, how the relation will go. Then kuna mnapatana kwa function. I mean, you've gone to a function. Ukitoka home, ulikuwa umeenda hiyo function kufanya kitu fulani. But sasa umepatana na yeye. And now you want to change the whole point of why you woke up and was going somewhere. And now all of a sudden, you're spending the time and you're going to attend your functions, so una katia udem. I mean, yes, see, easy to, oh, you should be spontaneous, you know, look for your opportunities where you can find them, ta da da da. But bro, kama ulitoka unaenda self-help conference, ama ulikumenda ku attend talk, I'm saying, when you think it's going to be beneficial, why are you all of a sudden thinking about lifting Jerry's cut? That month will not month, you'll die poor. Anyway, when you nilisema tu a couple of times, this is not how I planned to record this episode, but since I have recorded it anyway, I think the reason why I am still single is because my bank account has not allowed me to settle down for one, because settling down for one is providence. Me, I don't think in this modern day and world there is no woman who doesn't understand that a providing man is key. Anaweza kuwa anafanya ujinga yote, but is he providing? But that's a fallacy statement. It is not my place. I am not a relationship connoisseur. I'm just a done podcaster. And the reason why I'm single is because my bank account has not permitted me to be unsingle. My bank account is just allowing me to go on dates and failed talking stages and I will skip that part. This is Boss of Boss FM. I'm sorry. This episode's quality is a bit different from the previous one. But like I've been trying to tell you, this is not how we plan to do it. But you know, Mr. Spontaneous, and you gotta take life by the balls the way it comes. I will see you at work.
I know you know that we both seen us. Love is a game and we both win us. Push and pull the spark between us. We new to love, we both beginners. Blind love on the first sight. Hell yeah, it feels right. You've got me falling hard. Falling, falling, falling hard. This love is on fire. Satisfy my desire. Never been this higher. Let me check in tonight. This love is on fire. Satisfy my desire. Never been this higher. Let me check it tonight. Been this higher, let me check in tonight.